Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Breaking news on the Astroworld tragedy, what we know and how Kylie Jenner's defending her man. Then Will Smith says no woman can make him happy. Is this relatable or totally crazy?
Do you want to be a friend to anyone?
Plus, Kenya Moore is live to tell us what really went down on the Housewives girls trip. Will Smith says he can't be satisfied by one woman, and is Vin Diesel finally ready to make peace with The Rock? Justin is out today, sadly, so I am joined by Queer Eye star Bobby Burke.
Morning.
And super producer and the creator of Love and Hip Hop, Mona Scott Young. Hello. Okay, you guys, up first, we have some breaking news on this weekend's tragedy at Astroworld. Travis Scott is being sued after the Astroworld Music Festival left 8 people dead and many others injured. Horrible. Multiple lawsuits have been filed against Travis, Live Nation concert organizers, and Drake, who also performed. One concertgoer claims the tragic event was predictable and preventable. Travis tweeted he was absolutely devastated over what happened, and Kylie shared on Instagram that she and Travis weren't aware of any deaths until the news came out after the show. A source close to Travis confirms he canceled his day in Vegas appearance this weekend, and he plans to refund everyone who attended Astroworld. The case remains under investigation. Obviously, just horrific, horrific events.
I mean, for not only the families of the victims, but also for the performers. I mean, to be a part of that in any way is devastating.
Absolutely. And just, I think the word that we hang on is just preventable. It's just, you wish you could just go back. So, condolences to everybody involved. Horrific, horrific. We're going to move on right now, you guys. Time for more brutally honest confessions from Will Smith. This time he told Oprah why Jada does not fulfill him. He said no woman can make him happy and no man can make Jada happy. Quote, there is no person that will fill your hole.
Oh. I mean, if I had a dollar.
So, I'm going to ask both of you.
Clarity, though, did he say no one woman or no woman? Because there's a difference.
No one.
I want to believe no woman.
I'm sure you do. But I think what he said is no one woman can make him happy.
Probably.
Because there's a definite difference. Let's be clear.
There is definitely. I mean, do you guys believe that one person cannot fulfill your whole? He did joke after later in the interview. He said that was probably not the best way to put that. But how do you guys feel about this? Like, are you in a relationship? I don't know anything.
I mean, 20-something years, I've been married. You know, I do believe that you do have your soulmate.
Okay.
Right, that person that you're connected to.
Yes.
But if you're in a relationship where you guys feel like it's okay for us to find the other things that we may be looking for, whether it's, you know, someone who shares the same interests, someone who wants to go salsa dancing.
Yep.
I think that's okay if you're both aligned and on the same page.
Yes.
And if you both want to see other people,
and
I think that's okay,
into
too.
That.
Yes,
yeah.
If you have found your soulmate in life.
Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Sexual partners, that's something different.
Yeah.
So if that's what they need
well
to
said.
Fulfill and get that itch scratched, mm-hmm. that's fine. As long as they know they are their people.
Exactly.
Sexual partners,
come and go.
Yes.
I mean, that connection that you have with your soulmate, I think as long as that's solid, if you both agree,
Yeah.
Would you guys ever be, if your partner came to you, how long have you been with your partner?
Almost 20 years.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if he came to you and said, honey, listen, I'm really thinking about X, Y, and Z. I'm thinking about opening this up. I feel like I would like to go and explore different things. Is this something that you would be like, get the F out of my house?
No.
Or would you sit down and listen? And for you as well, would you listen?
You get to a point after 20-something years where you should be able to talk yes. about everything openly.
You should right. be comfortable
and if
enough.
If you're headed there, there would have been conversation along the right. way. It shouldn't come out of nowhere now. Shouldn't be like yeah. one day out of nowhere like, hey, honey, I want to start seeing other people. But if you're both open to it.
For me, I think there's a difference between seeing other people, which seems more like dating, like going out okay. to dinner, mm-hmm. having a relationship. That, no, I'm personally not down for.
I understand that.
If you need to be fulfilled in other ways sexually, after mm-hmm. you've been together for a long time, whether that you do that together or apart, that I'm okay with.
And I think
I'm
also
not okay with you going out to dinner and to the theater.
And then,
no, yeah. Yeah. Having a relationship with someone else is different. But I also think that there's something to be said about somebody coming to you first, to your partner, yes. your husband says, I want to talk about things I'm experiencing and share them
exactly.
with you versus doing them
That's
behind
helpful.
Your
and
back.
And then yes. coming back and saying what happened was.
What happened
was. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes, I completely
agree.
Talk to me in advance. We could figure anything out.
There yes. you go. Yes. Because then the trust is broken and then yes. your open-mindedness yep. that might have been there is completely
it's
evaporated.
It's completely gone.
But I do feel like in terms of Will and Jada, they have something figured out that mm-hmm. I think you and I were just speaking about off camera. Like
yeah.
there is something about these two that they are family. They are soulmates. Yep. They are connected. Whether or not they're both sleeping with other people, quite frankly, I don't really give a shit.
Exactly.
I don't care.
I think they should just come out and say, this is what it is. Only because they've opened the door to their bedroom, right?
Right.
They've shared so many things with us. Just tell us what it is because we're all, you know, people speculate, they wonder, they yep. think. You might as well just say it.
I think people might think they have a dysfunctional relationship because of this. I think they have
a very functional
relationship.
Agreed.
The fact that they can be honest and love each other and support each other
and be together all
is
this time.
The dream.
Have two
Absolutely.
Kids that yeah. are so well adjusted. We were talking about that last week. Like, they're talented, beautiful kids. Like, I just feel like let them do them. And I think they're coming to a place of sort of self-assessment.
Yeah, I think they've found it all.
Yep. They figured it out.
And Will sat down with Oprah. Like, it's all working out for them. All right. The Oprah Conversation on Apple TV Plus is out right now. Make sure you guys check that out. And Vin Diesel might be ready to finally end his feud with Dwayne Johnson. Vin shared this picture on Instagram and wrote, my little brother Dwayne, is that shit? Was that JD? Okay, the time has come. The world awaits the finale of Fast 10. As you know, my children refer to you as Uncle Dwayne in my house. You must show up. Do not leave the franchise idle. You have a very important role to play. Okay, this is weirdly.
I feel like this is one big promo campaign.
Is this?
It seemed a little shady.
I feel like they're promoting something.
Yeah,
okay, just in case you guys didn't know, which I'm sure you have researched heavily, these two have had a public feud for a long time. I didn't know that till last
week,
by the way.
Plenty of room in Hollywood for two big buff bald guys.
Thank
it's
you.
Fine. It's so, fine.
But this is very hip hop. You know, right before you drop
hip-hop?
Something,
right.
you resuscitate an old beef and get people talking about it again.
A fake feud, yes.
A fake feud, yeah. I don't know about this. This just feels like these two are friends.
Did you even,
and they're just stirring it up for the next movie.
But also, did you ever think Fast and Furious was going to become. Like,
Fast and Furious 32.
This is like how
Fast
every
and
year,
Furious flying cars.
Right.
It has just continued on. And it literally 2 years ago, I finally realized, oh, they're still making these movies.
I don't think I've seen it since Fast and Furious 2.
Right.
That was too many.
Yeah.
That was too many.
Listen.
Yeah, not a knock on the franchise. It has its place. People love it.
Right.
It's not for me.
But didn't their feud start when Rock got the spinoff? Is that what it was that pissed Vin off?
I think something like that.
The Hobb and
Shaw. Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
Hobbs
I was going to say Calvin and Hobb.
You're going to say the Hobb.
Or is that a cartoon?
I was like, the Rock and the Hobbits?
I was like, what title is she swinging at me that I don't know?
Calvin and Hobbs.
Yikes. Do you guys think, I personally think The Rock is going to hop on board and rock it out.
Of course he is. I think he's going to jump on that big old check they're going to pay him. And
this
he's
is
be
what
fine.
This is all about. Remember I said this.
Okay.
He's going to go back into the franchise, and this was all one big publicity campaign.
Exactly. And then everyone's going to talk about how they've made up
they've made up best friends
and they've gone through so much. Mona, what's your sign?
My sign?
Yeah.
Aquarius. I love that you asked
that. I just wanted to know because you're so, I love it, Aquarius.
Oh, well, thank
air sign,
very much.
Gemini. What are you?
Virgo.
Rising. Yeah. Oh my God, that's where we're having such a good time. Okay. Kanye West is hanging out with the supermodel, breaking news, just after saying he wants to save his marriage to Kim. He was spotted courtside with model Venetria. I hope I did not butcher that too badly. And according to Page Six, they've been hooking up for a while. Okay.
She's giving me Rihanna vibes. She, by right? the way, one this, eye, right?
I saw two photos of this woman and had to stop looking. She's
gorgeous.
So
beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's what
and
I call
stunning.
Annoyingly gorgeous. Is that like, what she is? You know, like, she, I'm annoyed now.
And she
There's
woke
no
up,
reason.
It's not, it's a BB cream.
She's
the
like,
hair
I didn't
is perfect.
Do anything.
Her. She's beautiful.
Well, she's she also is a BB. She's a baby.
She is 22. Like,
she's what?
She's 20.
Doesn't Kanye have children older than that?
Yeah, well, she's 22. He's 44. You know, he clearly just said that he still wants his relationship to work. If
he's
you're
like,
her,
but in the meantime, in between right. time?
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Is that what's happening
I
right
guess.
Now?
In the meantime, I'm
going
to go out
I
with
think
a child.
Also,
oh, God.
He doesn't want to be, you know, Kim has, there's been some rumors and some stuff that she's been seeing Pete Davidson. And I think that Kanye is very much like, I love my wife, but like, I'm not going to be a punk. I'm going to go out with a model. Mm-hmm. But like, let's not forget, you were spotted with Arena first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kim did. They're another one with an interesting relationship, though, right? Because they seem
Tell
to
me.
Understand each other in a way that most people do not. Understand either one of them.
But I
so
do.
I actually think they probably need to keep it, you know, stick together because I don't know. Neither one of them has had successful relationships.
No.
Like the one they had together. So I actually think there's something but, about their connection.
But how long was their relationship actually successful and how long was it just for show?
Ooh.
Cause
oh.
Because I think that.
Oh, you're coming out with
no,
the doozy.
No, I'm with
thing.
I was. Mona, I was where you were 3 weeks ago, where I was okay. sort of like, you can break up, you can go through things, mm-hmm. you can maybe separate, you can potentially go through a divorce, you can come back together because you really do have that bond. You really are the only two people for one another, which I really did believe. Now,
but then
as
what
the
happened?
Weeks as the weeks have continued on and she's been out with, not that anything's happening with her and Pete, but I do feel more like, oh no, this is not actually, this is now two people going separate ways.
It feels
and it's
to
not
me like
continue.
Two people trying to go separate ways, because why hasn't either one filed for divorce?
Well, I think that there are some papers involved, but I do think it's probably messy and not
because I think
tried.
He said that like, there's no divorce. We're still married. This is still my wife.
We have to always fact check Kanye because I do think they are legally married. I just think there has been paperwork. I know that she was awarded the house and has to pay him for the house. And
there's
stuff in motion.
A divorce that big.
Got it. Okay.
No. I don't know. We'll see. But I think I'm ready for them to not be a thing anymore.
I think
oh,
I'm
really?
Ready.
I know, and I never was going to turn. And now I kind of am.
I don't know.
I want Kim to have, like...
I think, to be frank, I think that he is repeatedly and prettily a mess.
Yeah.
I think
he's...
And she has her... Together.
She's done.
She's done.
She's done.
She is an entrepreneur. She is a boss bitch. And she's just done with the
she's
shenanigans.
She's done with
I
the
think.
Craziness.
Yeah.
I think she
okay.
wants to feel a sense of things being really light and easy right now. Mm. I get that from Kim. Kim, call me. Okay,
That's
coming
why she's
up.
Going out with Pete.
She's like, stop talking about me. What's next for Britney Spears? Could she and Sam get married once the conservatorship is over? Our legal expert is here to break it all down. That's next. But first, we're talking feuds with dating with housewife Kenya Moore. She's joining us live right after this.
Kenya.
Love Kenya.
Oh, my eyes.
Yes, love Kenya.
Twitching.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's just get to know each other.
Do you want to be a friend to anyone?
She was like, I'm not signing this paper if you cast my brother and my sister.
That was a little irritated.
By me?
You kind of kicked it off.
Ramona's not my friend.
You're my friend.
So
act like
it. I don't give a f- You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
Tell you.
What you're not gonna do is say f- you to me.
No Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip would be complete without her. Please welcome Kenya Moore. Hello. You look stunning in this color. I'm going to say that first and foremost. It is bright and vibrant.
Oh, thank you.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Okay, so we see that you get into it with Ramona in the trailer. Obviously, I was not surprised by this, but why were things so tense between you guys? You got to tell us.
I don't know. You know, I've never spent any real time with Ramona. I've just heard about her. You know, her reputation precedes her. And I just think that I was calling her out a lot about her behavior before we even started the trip. And, you know, exposing the girls to COVID after we were like in this bubble and being like a negative influence. So I was like, oh no, you're not going to put my health at risk. But I think I just kind of, you know, caught her out and she didn't like that.
I love the fact that you guys kind of mixed up the franchise that way. What was it like? Was it like Battle of the Franchises? You guys were in cliques. Like, what was the vibe?
Hey, honey, girl.
Hey, honey, how are you?
I forgot to say hi to you. Yeah, it was very interesting. I think it's an amazing idea. I think that it's something the fans really wanted to see. Mm-hmm. I think all of the girls bring something so fresh and new and different. Mm. And I mean, it's such a high demand to see this show. So I'm excited to tell you guys it is fantastic. So amazing.
I cannot wait to watch. I feel like we've been talking about it. I'm like, bring it. I need to see everything that unfolded. We had Luann on the show recently, and she was surprised that you two got along so well. She said the nicest things about you. Did you feel the same way about her?
I did. You know, I thought that Luann would be like, you know, very, oh, I'm the Countess, you know, you know, and she wasn't that way. So I was like really pleasantly surprised. And we got along great. We have a lot of things in common, and I just really, she's like one of my favorites.
Oh, my I love God. It. I love that The Real Housewives of Atlanta was just nominated for the reality TV best series from People's Choice Awards. Congrats. Yeah.
Yes.
How does it feel?
And you know, it feels good to be recognized for, you know, living your life out loud, you know, being authentic and, you know, just balls to the wall, basically.
Listen, you know, I know.
Exactly.
No, this is great.
Yes, we're really excited. You know, it's the people that are, you know, saying that they love our franchise. So that feels better than anything else in the world is that we... you know, we have a universal show that people identify with, no matter if you're white, black, male, female, gay, straight. People love The Real Housewives of Atlanta because we have a different flavor than anyone else.
Mm-hmm. But and speaking of what the people want.
That girl for a long time.
Yes, but speaking of what the people want, we've heard that NeNe's talking about coming back.
Ooh! How would you feel?
How do you feel?
Well, that's what the people want.
What? Oh, wait, the people want NeNe back or NeNe wants to come back?
You know, I don't know. I know she has a lot of fans and people love her. And definitely she has made her mark on the show and she made the show what it is. I think that interview was from her, you know, wanting to come back. Whether there's a future for her there in terms of with the network or the, you know, the higher ups, you know, I can't really speak to that.
Ooh.
But, you know, she is a valued person of this franchise. And
I love that you're saying that, Kenya. Yeah, I love that you're saying that because that's the thing about ensemble cast. Everyone has a role, right? They
Absolutely.
Each have something different that they bring. And when the collective understands that and embraces it, right, that's how you get the most powerful cast.
And I also
everyone
think...
understands, like, okay, this is who she is, this is what she does, nothing to do with what I do, but collectively, we're a pack.
It's a dysfunctional family that no matter what,
listen,
you can say whatever you want about NeNe, but if someone else comes in, it's a bond that you guys share. And that's why I think people tune in season after season because they are obsessed with the dynamic between the ladies.
Absolutely.
So, I think the dynamic is really important. I think that's a key word, the dynamic between us all. And it changes. You know, one minute you're good friends with someone and the next minute they insult you or you feel bad or you may insult them or hurt their feelings. And so it's ever evolving. And I think that's what keeps us fresh and keeps us, you know, being number one.
Absolutely.
But talking about number one, my most favorite thing in the world is Dancing with the Stars. You know, the last time I was here, I had a chance to twirl on the floor. So you got so emotional after you got eliminated. What is that feeling like? I just want to know. Tell me. That's my big bucket list dream.
It was a lifelong dream. And when I tell you I have not been that happy in a long time, probably since I won Miss USA, I've wanted to do that show so badly. And it was the most amazing experience, you know, one of that I've ever had in my entire life, because not only was it a dream realized, but I just had so much fun doing it. And I love everybody on that set from the glam to my other celebs to the dancers were all fabulous. They were just all so kind to me, you know, the wardrobe department, the props, like the storytellers behind the scenes. it was just a perfect little family for me. And it was just really sad to see me go. And of course, my amazing partner, Brandon Armstrong, who I love to death. It was just really sad to have it come to an end because I really wanted it to last.
Everyone says it's life-changing. Mm. So congrats for what you were able to accomplish. That is, you know, an amazing feat. Congratulations.
Absolutely, you guys.
Thank you, Mona. Thank you so much. It meant so much to me. And the fans just being really supportive of my efforts and recognizing how much went into it and to dance and to put yourself out there, not knowing if you're going to fall on your face on live TV.
I love that it was such a positive experience. Yeah. You will be back, I guarantee it. They'll be like, listen, let's do this one
more
time.
Let's do a redo.
Yes. You guys.
I think they should do an all-star version. You know, I think that they should do something where, you know, maybe the fan favorites come back to compete against each other. I think that would be amazing.
Oh, that would be
there
good.
You go. Put it in the universe. Kenya, thank you so much for joining us. We love having you. Please come back.
You
guys, the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip drops November 18th on Peacock. Don't miss it. And scan that QR code to check out Kenya's affordable fashion tips to update your wardrobe. And coming up, Bobby, we know you hung out with Kathy Hilton and Garcelle, and we have some questions. Plus, everyone is talking about the LACMA Gala, and it's not just because of fashion. We'll break it down for you next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Want to talk fashion? The stars were dressed to impress at the 10th annual LACMA Art and Film Gala this weekend. I was not invited. It's fine. Miley Cyrus showed up in a floral Balenciaga suit. Do we love it?
I love it personally because I would do that head to toe.
That's beautiful.
I love it.
I would do the entire ensemble.
I agree with you. There's
bag
not one thing. There's bag and Mona.
And all.
Bag, shoes, everything.
There's not one thing about this that I don't like. And I like that she went Balenciaga because it's obviously a Gucci event and she didn't go that route. So good for her. I like that. Pow, exactly.
Are they the same company, though?
Are they?
No.
Well, the same group?
Still, but maybe. Like, whatever.
It's still a fly in your face.
Yeah.
Gucci's having a moment, so it's okay. Billie Eilish is giving a touch of old Hollywood with this all-black look. What do you guys think about this?
Oh, I'm always down for an all-black look.
So this is Gucci, obviously. I like this. It's very Billie.
Mm. Very, very Billie. Very goth. Very Billie.
I don't know about this one.
It's fine. Like, it's a fine. It's fine.
Maybe
it's
I needed her to open her arms so I could see what the body is doing.
Yeah. A little matronly, but I think it's still very Billie.
She looks
the boots are hot, though. I love that.
The whole, like, sort of lace idea is good.
Yeah.
Jared Leto and Lil Nas X both rocked puffy leather sleeves with their suits. Who wore oh, my God.
These are amazing.
Are they wearing like the same outfit just in different colors, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
I love it.
So,
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I have to say, I mean, Jared Leto, I think Lil Nas X, it's a tie for me, but Jared Leto, I don't
Jesus
like.
Jesus and Gucci.
I don't they like Lil Nas X's great. Shoes as much, so I'm going to go with Jared.
Yeah, his shoes are wrong. His shoes are wrong.
All right. Kristen Dunst wore a Gucci black and white dress. Did she? Oh. I don't know what happened here, Kirsten.
I think it just might be
is
the
that
angle.
The way they intended it to
I think
be
it
worn?
Might be
like
the angle.
I guess it's the sheer
those photos. A red carpet is. I mean, it's not easy. But
it's hard.
She's. I mean, I love her. So she. You know. Well, it's not okay. Elle Fanning also went for a sheer see-through outfit and check out that jeweled flower on her nose. Holy!
I think if Kirsten had stood a little more like that,
hot.
You would see her silhouette. But the way she was standing, I think it ruined the outfit.
This is beautiful.
This is hot.
She's serving beautiful. In this. You know she feels good. She looks good.
The lipstick, everything.
That brooch.
Yeah.
Would that be considered
that
a brooch? That's a big brooch.
Everything.
That is beautiful.
Yes. That is all I needed today. Okay. The fashion wasn't the only thing that had people talking. Variety's Mark Melkin caught Lauren Sanchez fangirling over Leonardo DiCaprio, you guys, right in front of her boyfriend, Jeff Bezos.
Hysterical.
Can you? Okay. I saw this and I was like, girl. That
but wait, they look like they're both fanning over Leonardo, though. Look at his face.
Mona.
Just called it Will and Jada. They're like,
Mona,
yeah, daddy.
That, she is looking up and breathing upwards. Like, that is a, that's how she got
Jada. I'm sorry, but there is not
it
enough
like handsome, he was like, okay, enough.
There is not enough handsome in the world to mess up that Jeff money, okay? What, she's playing
but
games.
But what did no, she just whisper to him that he was like, no, no, no? He shook his finger and he's like, no, not tonight, guys.
Clearly,
not
they're
tonight.
Being playful and having fun, but I mean, that isn't it. That I like that woman. She is intense. I feel like that's a look at that.
That's a bit much.
Oh my God, she. It was kind of like, oh, like wanted to scratch on a cat claw thing or whatever. I liked it. Okay.
You want to go up in our spaceship?
I'm telling you, Jeff looks like he is down with whatever is happening right there. Yeah. Jeff is like, I'm down with all of that.
God, all I think about is how much security had to be there for Jeff to be there. That's what I think about.
Everyone in the background is security.
Everybody in there's snipers on the roof for that. Yeah. All right. Bobby, you were at another lavish party, the Amphar Gala. We hear you were sitting at a table with Kathy Hilton and Garcelle. Tell us every single thing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was funny, though. Kathy and Rick?
Yes, Rick.
Yeah, so they bounced early because it was too cold. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there with my date, Emily Hampshire, and I look over, and Rick is, like, wrapped up. Oh, there he is, wrapped up in a blanket at this gala. He doesn't, they don't give a damn. They're just like, it's cold. I'm going to wrap up in a blanket. I don't care what I look like.
But you were pretty close. What were they talking about? Any good gossip?
He was talking about streaming for a while, and that streaming's the only thing he watches anymore.
Oh,
it was interesting. It was.
I don't think you can stream Housewives.
I guess they don't.
Can you?
No, you can stream it on
your app. Yeah,
everything's
streamable. Rick, but you know what? I appreciate that because, as Gary knows very well, this studio is always rigid.
But that's amazing.
And I can barely function, and no one seems to care.
But did somebody bring the blanket, or did they just like whip it out?
I don't know if she had it in her bag. I'm sure they just have people standing by with things like blankets.
I'm cold.
Yeah,
bring a blanket.
Need a blanket.
Listen, I have low iron, so I'm with him. I could always use a blanket. I could use a blanket right now.
By the way, when you walked on, did I not have to do a wellness check? I was like, are things falling off? Nipples every day rolling off, freezing in here.
All of a sudden, they stood up and they're like, "We can't do this. It's too cold," and they left.
And they left.
Yeah.
That was it. They had it.
They
I just want to leave events because they're too cold. That's my point. Because it is cold. It's always so cold.
That is the only argument Cuomo and I ever have is he will go sit in his own car when we're filming because
the
trailer's
the air up?
No, the heat.
Oh, the heat.
He has it in there so hot that one day a producer came running into the trailer with a bloody nose and we're like, oh my God, what happened? And she's like, I sat in Caramo's car too long.
Yeah,
because it was so hot in there and dry, she got a bloody nose.
I'm like blow drying parts of my body every day.
That's Caramo. He would sit there with a blow dryer in his jacket.
I'm always
if he could.
Cold. I'm always
Same.
Cold. It drives my husband
I'm
crazy.
Hot right now.
He's just like, it's 72 degrees
that's
in here. I'm like, I'm freezing.
It's always 70, and every man thinks 72.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's the number. It's not my number.
If it gets warmer than 60 in the room at night, I'll wake up.
Are you?
Really?
Not even joking. Oh, I woke up in there this morning, it was 52, and I was like, oh.
No. That's a meat locker. I wouldn't get up. I'd call out for the whole week.
Yes. At 52, I'm afraid to get out of bed.
Forget
like,
it.
No,
yes.
It's the best.
It's not even an option.
The best.
Oh, my 52
And I have
degrees.
A fan blowing right on me, too.
Okay.
That's why you look fresh. All right, up next. Britney Spears is heading back to court. Will she finally be free? And what happens next with her family? Our legal expert is helping us sort through it all. That's next.
I want the Britney stuff to be over.
Right. Just leave us alone.
Britney Spears is headed back to court this week, so we brought in a professional to break down all of the things we needed you today. Tamar Armanac, an attorney involved with Amanda Bynes' conservatorship, is here once again to help us out. Okay.
Because we have questions.
We have lots
so
of
many questions.
Questions.
Need,
okay.
Yes.
Just to break it down, Britney's next court date is on Friday. Her dad, Jamie, has filed to have the conservatorship terminated immediately.
That's right.
Good.
Okay. First of all, are we surprised by that, and what happens next?
Yeah, because her father wants it terminated now, you're saying.
After he did not want
After
to for a long time.
After he's been the one fighting.
13 years.
What is the
for
point? What's behind
he's
that?
No, there's no point. He's been suspended as of the last court appearance. He's no longer her conservator.
Okay.
And so what he says doesn't even matter anymore.
Right. So why say it? Why did he come out and say that?
You know, there's a lot of questions I have for his legal team that will never be answered. Why they did all of what they did over the last 2 years is still perplexing to many of us.
But could it be because that's her dad and he just wanted to look out for his daughter, and has it gone beyond that? Are we past that stage now?
I was always one of the ones that said, even on the show several times, in the beginning, he was the only one that stepped up when she needed it in 2008. True. It was a dire situation. 13 years later, I don't necessarily think that's
How long do you think he should have stayed on?
Don't you think that he should have taken the reins in the beginning, but then he should have handed it off to an actual conservative?
So, are there people who you can hand this kind of thing off to? Because I would think that you'd want an objective person.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to ruin your relationship entangled. With your child.
That's right.
Right?
You're absolutely right. And there are court professionals that do this for a living that are detached and are just looking at the black and white of it. That's
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, I think in the beginning, he probably was like, I'm going to take care of my daughter. I'm going to make sure everything's good. But at the end of the day, that ruins your relationship with your kid. Mm-hmm. He should have been like, all right, the court's going to deal with this, and I'm going to be here to emotionally support you, and that's it.
Do you think, in all honesty, it's in Britney's best interest that she has no conservatorship, whether her father or someone else? Do you think that is the right choice?
It's such a difficult thing to answer because there are still details that we don't know about her.
What else do, like,
what
do
we
find
out?
Know?
We will. Well,
how are we going to find out? Is there new things coming out?
This conservatorship
is too. Tell us this and this. This is like the White House press room.
You're being really cagey right now. Spill the beans.
I'm being very lawyery.
You're being very lawyery. They'll pay you by the hour. Tell us all the things.
Look, this conservatorship is gone. It's going to be over on Friday.
Okay.
Why we don't know, and I don't have a crystal ball. We will find out based on how she's going to do. She's already given out she's angry. You know, we know from her tweets. We know from the things she said. A lot of things are about to come out. A lot of new information is about to come out that even she doesn't know, like recordings in the bedroom that came out recently.
What? You specify
what she does.
Who's recording in the bedroom?
Wait, recordings in her bedroom?
According to the New York Times, the conservator, her conservator, which at the time was her father, placed recording devices even in her bedroom.
Okay, that's a little twisted.
It's alleged at this point. We have to specify.
It's alleged and it's claimed by the New York Times. But her new attorney has already subpoenaed those records, has sent out deposition notices wanting to get to the bottom of that particular fact. It's disturbing.
You know what I hate about this whole thing being so public? Once all of that information comes out, that's all going to be public as well.
That's true.
Where does that line of privacy, especially if this stuff is creating like emotional distress for her, that's only going to make it worse.
It's really, the whole thing has become so out of control. It truly is unbelievable. And for something to span 13 years and to be so strong and heated by like one of the largest. I still sometimes am like, what's happening with Britney Spears?
Right.
Like,
I want to start leave Britney alone.
On a lighter note, if the conservatorship, everything is snip, snip, ties are all gone, is she free to marry Sam right
Absolutely.
Away? She can do whatever she wants.
She can go get a marriage license.
She cannot get married right now?
Currently, she cannot. Marriage is a contract in this country.
Are you freaking kidding me?
She cannot enter into any contract.
Children.
Well, I mean, was that
that's
real?
Questionable.
I'm like, because I can't sit through what's real.
Yeah. That's true. Yes.
Wait a minute. Yes. So the IUD stuff was real?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's what she says.
And because marriage is a binding contract, she cannot enter into that contract.
Without the permission of her conservator.
Where does it end?
That's ridiculous.
So somebody else has control over your love life, your vagina, everything.
Well, the problem is when we look at Britney, we see someone that has performed in front of millions of people while in the conservatorship. We see her beautiful choreography. We see her commanding the stage for years and years. It doesn't make sense that someone who's this high functioning and one of the biggest stars in the world is still under a conservatorship.
To this level
To this level of control.
It got really out of hand. Hopefully that there's going to be some peace and resolution very soon.
I think so.
Ready to put it to bed, you guys. Thank you so much for being here as always.
Thanks for having me.
You are the best.
Thank you.
Still ahead, our new interview with Honey Boo Boo and Mama June, how they've reconciled and made a surprising return to reality TV, you guys. We also have an exciting announcement that's next.
I want more facts.
That was a...
Spectrum's got you covered with a selection of sex and nudity-free movies on demand.
No Nut November?
Hey, what color is your house, man?
Sorry?
Yeah, this is the Spectrum Tech. I'm on your street to install your landline, and I can't find your house.
No, I don't know how this landline thing got started, but I do not want one.
Oh, no, it's too late to change your mind, man. It's too late.
That was Kieran Culkin and Kenan Thompson on This Week in Saturday Night Live. That's a mouthful of names, you guys. And we have a very exciting announcement to make. Kenan will be this host of this year's People's Choice Awards, which is very exciting. Make sure to go vote for your favorite at votepca.com. The People's Choice Awards airs Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m. on NBC and E. Do not miss it. Huh, it's going to be a good night. Kenan Thompson, that's big for, I feel like that's massive.
Long overdue, though, right?
You know what? I feel like Kenan is getting his roses more and more.
Exactly.
Consistent. Kenan and I have the same career trajectory. Just keep on keeping on. All right. It wasn't that long ago when Mama June was making headlines for an arrest and a very public battle with addiction. Now she's back on track with the help of her daughter, Honey Boo Boo, and they secretly joined the cast of The Masked Singer.
Who was in the back of the ball?
She was in the back of the box.
Very different. Nothing that we've ever done before. Nothing ever done before. And I had a great time, and we loved it.
We had already been reconnecting because, like, I was a year and a half sober. I started realizing, you know, when Alana did Dancing with the Stars, you know, a few years ago, I was in my addiction. But that was the first time outside of, like, us hanging out personally and us filming our show that I had been to California with Alana and been sober and doing a project as huge as The Masked Singer, doing it sober. And so for me, it made me feel really good.
I'm very, very, very proud of her.
I wanted to kind of show people that you can come out of recovery and do things that you set your mind to, and you can reconnect with your family.
I'm Alana, I'm 6, and I'm a beauty queen. A dollar makes me holla, Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. I just feel like she was that 6-year-old little girl, and I'm not that 6-year-old little girl anymore. It's been very, very hard, I will say that, because everybody still thinks I'm that little 6-year-old Alana, but I'm not. I'm 16 now, and I'm growing up slowly but surely. And I just feel like, for me, I don't care what people think. I don't care if they think I'm that 6-year-old or if they think I'm that 16-year-old. I don't really care. I'm going to do me regardless. High school has definitely been, I wouldn't say super challenging, but definitely a challenge for sure, because for me, I don't have many friends. Literally, it's just, if you see me anywhere, you're most likely going to see my boyfriend. It's just me and my boyfriend. That's all it is. And I don't have friends because I just feel like nowadays people are way too fake and way too just want to be all up in your business.
Okay. Did
guys,
she do that interview from bed? She was just like laid out.
Yeah. Yes.
You guys, The Masked Singer, it airs Wednesdays on Fox. And coming up, why is Nick Cannon offering to give Sweetie a baby? Please don't. We have lots to say on this next. All right, guys, time for a little Dear Daily Pop. Sweetie's ready for kids, and guess who wants to help? You're not going to believe it. Nick Cannon.
Although I do believe it.
Yes. So she tweeted, quote, "I want some babies," and Nick responded with a few emojis, including a guy raising his hand. Should she I'm not going to ask that question.
He was raising his hand to babysit.
Yeah, I hope so.
For the kids when she has them.
I honestly...
Uncle Nick.
Not for anything else, please.
I mean, listen, isn't he tired?
Nick, you have
enough babies. You know Nick is creating his own little nation, his own tribe. Yes. He says it. He's like, I am here to procreate. How many kids does he
have? There are enough people on this planet.
A lot.
We are running out of space, Nick. You don't need any more kids.
I think he's got quite a few. I can't remember. How many does he have?
I think we're up to seven.
Seven, yeah.
Seven, including.
Nick was not raising his hand to have kids with Saweetie. I'm absolutely, positively sure of that.
Okay, I hope so, because no more. No more,
moving
please. On. You guys, if Nick Cannon and Angelina Jolie have taught us anything, it's don't get your partner's name inked on you. Come on.
Oh.
But one TikTok user has no regrets. Ashlyn Grace went viral after getting a back tattoo of the name Alexander 1 week before they broke up.
It's
been
though.
Almost a year since the split, but Ashlyn still has no plans to remove it or cover it up. It's hot because her back is hot. Why did it need to be that big? Also, why are you getting a tattoo a week before you break up? Don't you know?
I have a feeling like they were in a rough spot, and she was like, oh, let me get a
this
tattoo.
That's the ultimate
symbol. He'll know how much
I'm
love him.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Well, no, but listen, there are many, many guys named Alexander in this world.
She
just needs
to be on
the
hunt. That's what her profile says. Your name must be Alexander.
Looking for an Alexander.
You guys, this is, I'm sorry, I just cannot get behind, like, where you need to be mentally to do this. This is the stupidest thing
in the world. Did guys just do a black strip right down the middle, though? I think that would be sexy.
Let me tell you something.
But does it need to be that big? It's the whole back.
I have, something similar happened to me. I have my company, Mona Me Entertainment, and this one he wasn't even really a client. He was like client tangential. He was a friend of a client. And he went and got my company name tattooed on his arm.
Okay.
And you know who you are, and I told you it was insane. But like this big, my company name.
And then you were like, I'm sorry, I can't represent you.
I never represented you. I don't know why you did that. My husband was like, I'm married to her, and I don't have her tattooed on me.
How?
It's insane. So like now he's walking around and it says Mon Ami Productions on his arm.
You guys, people are insane. As you get older, you just realize you just can't talk to anybody.
There's some fans that have gotten like tattoos of Jonathan, my castmate's face on like their legs and stuff. And I'm all
like, why? What?
I love him too, but somebody... I don't want to look at him on my legs.
Do you have tattoos?
I do, but I mean, they're like small. I've got this little Empowered. Okay. I got like a little tattoo when I got my, I got a tramp stamp. That's how I got
yes!
my tramp. I have a couple of tattoos here and there, but nobody's name though. No name.
No names.
No name.
Any tattoos?
No, same virgin on that.
Yes, exactly.
Good for us. All right. All right. Another woman says she's fighting with her husband because she moved the bedroom furniture without telling him, and he keeps putting it back to how they had it before. This would make me crazy.
That's a problem for me.
Would you be mad if your husband, partner, moved some furniture without asking?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mona.
I would, because that's my job.
Agree.
My husband's a doctor. I don't tell him how to fix people's faces.
Exactly.
He needs to leave the furniture.
Oh, he's that kind of doctor.
And he, yes, yeah.
I'm 65.
By the way, hello. I'm popping out this baby and seeing your doctor.
But my thing is, he has very limited spaces. Like the man cave, knock yourself out. The gym, move those weights all you want. The living room, the kitchen, the dining room,
sexist,
the bedroom,
Mona.
The guest room.
I think that's a little sexist.
No, I'm just saying.
I think the men can
do it. He wasn't a part of buying it. He wanted no parts. When I was like, hey, honey, let's go furniture shopping.
Your husband specifically. Okay,
yes. My husband. You want no parts of buying it, then don't touch it when I
put
it
down. I agree with that.
Yes, exactly.
I fully support that.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Yes. I thought you meant her. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no. But it's like, I don't care what you do with your man cave. You could pile that furniture on top of each other.
This is heated.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with you 100%.
I feel strongly about that.
No,
like, don't move my when I put it down.
I agree with you. And I also feel it's these conversations, they always want to be checked out of them until they feel like they have an opinion later.
Oh,
and you're like, no.
Same with my husband. Are you kidding? I miss the days back when we first got together where he had no opinions.
Oh, listen.
And now I've like molded this guy with great taste, and now he has all these opinions.
Your opinions are just the taste I've molded you into.
And they don't even realize it. There should be a thank you note every year for having them dress that well.
He has an opinion.
Those are just my choices.
Oh, my God.
As translated by you.
All right, you guys, coming up, I agree with you. Missy Elliott's about to get a star on the Walk of Fame, and Lizzo's involved. Mona's going to tell us all about it when we come back.
Yes. So proud.
That's amazing. Tonight's new E! True Hollywood Story takes a closer look at the dark side of YouTube beauty influencers, like when the friendship between James Charles and Tati Westbrook turned ugly. Take a look.
After James posted that story, went on her Instagram Live and was very upset. She was crying. She was talking about how a friend had just betrayed her trust, how she was sick of doing things for other people when they wouldn't do anything in return.
Then, on May 10th, Tati posted a video titled Bye Sister, in which she called 19-year-old James Charles a shady opportunist who made inappropriate overtures to straight men. It marked the beginning of YouTube's second epic beauty battle, Dramageddon 2.
That is deep.
That is okay. True Hollywood Story. Pretty Ugly Money Rumors and Lies airs tonight at 10 on E, you guys. We'll be tuning in for sure, but yeah, that drama was exploded in the beauty world. It was a lot.
Dramageddon.
Yes.
It was very dramatic.
I'm
speechless.
We need to wrap the show up because Mona has somewhere important to be. Yes. Mona, where are you going?
I am headed to Missy Miscellaneous Elliott. As you know, I'm her manager, 20-something years, and today she gets her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
So well deserved.
I'm so proud
so
of her.
Well-deserved.
You don't understand.
Oh my God.
This was a super shy, introverted genius when I met her. And now she is still a super shy, introverted genius 20-something years later. But I'm so proud of her. This is so well-deserved. So long
She's
overdue.
Amazing.
So long overdue.
So long overdue. And she is the sweetest, kindest, most loving person. So for me, you know, seeing her get her flowers now, just so, so important. So, Missy, I'm proud of you today.
Oh,
our
so
day.
Nice.
Congrats,
yes,
Missy.
Immortalized for life.
And Lizzo's going to be there also.
Lizzo and Ciara.
Amazing.
Yes, yes. We're going to be giving her her kudos. So very, very proud and happy. Can't wait.
Good for you, Missy.
So I got to get out of here. Hurry
yes.
up.
Yes, exactly. All right, Bobby Mona, this was so much fun. Thank you guys so much. We will see you both tomorrow. Very yes, happy.
Thank you.
And set your DVR tomorrow. My father-in-law is going to be joining us. Dr. Phil will be here. I'm very scared. We're also talking to the boys' coaches, Kelly, John, Ariana, and Blake. Check out Nightly Pop tonight. I do that show also. See you guys later. Oh, and join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Daily Pop right here on E!